Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The Beep, or the BBC, really wrote the book on documentaries. It's the whole style of British television. And I don't watch a lot of television, but in the last couple days, I have spent about an hour and a half trying to watch 4 hours of a four-part series that the BBC put together in the early 1990s. Absolutely amazing stuff. I already knew most of it, but to see it being admitted, open government mind control of the entire population, and they're just presenting it by the end of the series kind of like it's needed and good. Unbelievable. And we've got it posted up on prisonplanet.com so you can watch it later today or this evening or whenever you'd like. But we're going to play a few clips of it in this hour and then in the third hour coming up later today. I'm just going to air a few minutes of it. But just to learn that Stanford Research Institute and the Pentagon and just tens of thousands of psychiatrists and psychologists working overtime on how to manipulate and brainwash you, and they just show it and interview all of them. Now, you go out here and you tell somebody on the street that, they will laugh at you. They don't even know. And the incredible thing is, 20, 30 years ago, at least middle-class, educated people knew about this. And there was a movement to resist it, but it got totally co-opted. This is a very accurate, extremely truthful BBC piece. In fact, I'm tempted to just record the whole 4 hours and just air clips and clips of it. It's just such a treasure trove of information. And to have them just throwing down the gauntlet, just admitting it, just coming right out with it, is just off the charts. All right. We do have D.V. Kidd, one of the most longtime hardcore staunch defenders of the Republic and one of the great exposers, one of the great champions in the fight against the private run-for-profit Federal Reserve and its foot soldiers that are employed by the Internal Revenue Service. She'll be joining us to talk about a host of issues in NAU, North American Union, SPP, Security Prosperity Partnership, and much more. Then the senior editor of the Village Voice, Wayne Barrett, is scheduled to join us. He's done a lot of big exposés and overseen research pieces on that oily dirtbag, that crook, that murderer, Rudolph Giuliani. And so we'll be going over Rudolph Giuliani for about 20, 30 minutes in the third hour because I want to have time to cover other news and play some of those BBC clips. I also promised to air the last 10 minutes of the Ron Paul neocon speech. We've last 2 days gotten around to airing about four-fifths of it, but we've aired exactly four-fifths of it. So we'll air that final fifth coming up in this hour as well. I don't know how much time we'll have for calls, but we'll try to jam some in. That's the great frustration here. I love your calls, and I love to talk and try to flesh things out and get into issues, and I love the directions. Spin the wheel where you take us. But this other news here has to be covered. This is a press release by the Pentagon Front Company. VeriChip passes a significant milestone. Over 500 hospitals have now agreed to adopt VeriMed patient identification system, implantable microchip. Now, I remember this from memory, and if I can get my researchers to get on it, we'll put a report out on it. But 4 years ago, remember, they claimed 50 Florida hospitals had adopted it? And then the press called, the AP called them, and they said, no, we've not adopted anything. This is a complete lie. If I know VeriChip, who are congenital liars, almost nothing they say is the truth, this is a complete fraud. But we'll go over that. The latest stuff, stay with us.
It's year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that diseased organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Okay, I'm going to get into the latest huge developments, very important developments, with Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. We're going to get into Verichip claiming 500 hospitals are going to start implanting people with chips and the other products. But let me just read through some of the other type of headlines and news I have in case we never even get to it. I'm just trying to get through all the Khalid Sheikh Mohammed news. I've got about 20 reports on that. Texas House of Representatives defies governor on Monday and tells the governor that it's not mandatory that girls have to take the Gardasil live virus vaccine. Another report by Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Are we experiencing the last days of constitutional rule? Church school renames Three Little Pigs to avoid offending Muslims. More mind control. Putin decrees creation of a media and internet regulator. Silencer. Castration ring. Keys figures gain freedom. These are people who like to chop their arms and legs and genitals off. It's gaining steam around the country. And if you criticize them, you're a hate-filled bigot. This is what we're talking about, the culture that loves death. Ahmadinejad says Iran will stick to atomic work. Danish scientist, global warming is a myth. Kucinich, impeachment may well be the only remedy which remains to stop a war of aggression against Iran. Homeland Security team to focus on U.S. terrorists. That's right, they're telling us, don't worry about Al-Qaeda now, it's the domestic groups. The fun can now start. They're getting us ready for the Democrats. When they come in, it'll be a reign of terror against citizens, and suddenly most of the people running around with anti-Bush stickers will be stomping around calling for all of our arrest because we don't want to hand our guns in so the liberal utopia can begin. I'm not joking around, by the way. It's going to be bad. And suddenly I'll be a good right-winger again, I like Alex, and all the liberals will suddenly hate me again. It's fine. You enjoy tyranny and annihilation. Go ahead. And coming up later, Freud was used to control the masses' incredible four-hour BBC report. Another story, antibacterial ingredient, tricin, tricholicin, may be harmful to humans. It's just, I mean, this is the kind of stuff I've got, and the stat goes on for about 5 other inches. It's all so important. DV Kidd is joining us in the next hour. We do have the head editor from the Village Voice coming on to talk about Giuliani's real record for about 30 minutes in the third hour. Hold your calls right now because I want to get into microchips, implantable tracking grid, RFID, and then I want to get into KSM. How do you properly cover this? Again, here's an example. Every report I just talked about has hundreds of different facets and nuances to it, how it hooks into the larger grid, and you just can't do it justice. And it's the same thing with this story. I've been studying Applied Digital Solutions and the VeraChip and the Digital Angel people, that's their main product line, since 2000. I've interviewed their CEO, I've interviewed their founding scientist, their chief of operations, their PR people. We've had them all on. We've had their different regional European directors, U.S. directors, nightclub owners from Baja Beach Club in Spain to nightclub topless bars in Miami, Florida. I have read hundreds of their press releases. I have studied them to the nth degree. I have spent hours reading their financial statements to the FEC and other groups. And let me just boil it down real simply here in the interest of time. They are a Pentagon/IBM front company used simply as a front group to run at a loss year after year, no profits, huge losses. They're not held to any of the normal rules of any other major stock company. They're held to the special double standard that any Defense Department front group is allowed to carry. And they're just there to propagandize and push and condition until you're just sick of hearing about the chips and you just accept it. Psychological warfare running at different levels against you. And it was 4.5 years ago, if memory serves. The AP broke it as well as, I believe it was the St. Petersburg Times. I'm going from memory. I saw this morning, called Paul, but he likes to take Friday nights off with his girlfriend and Saturdays off, so I guess I got to write it myself. I'm trying to make two films. I'm trying to do Second Edition Terror Storm and Endgame right now, and I'm not whining. I just am very mad that I can't do all this. So just somebody else go write it, fine. You get the scoop as long as they get exposed. Go Google it. Pull it up. They lied 4.5 years ago and said that, I believe it was 50-plus hospitals, mainly in Florida, had adopted the chip readers and were implanting their patients. The media called those hospitals, and the hospital said it was a complete lie. None of it was true, and that was confirmed. They had the that family they called the Chipsons running around about how wonderful the chips were, and the dad was a dentist, and the kid was called Boy Genius by everybody. Of course, he just died last year in a motorcycle accident at 17? Back then, he was like 13. It turned out, of course, they were employees of the company and stockholders. It was all a front. It's a black op. And but I'm digressing, because I'm trying to give you background here for the article, whoever's going to put it out. And that's basically what happens now with this show. I'm very honored. I'm glad that people are tuning in, checking out what I say, and then going and writing articles. Because we can't do it. We don't have the staff. If you're a listener and like to go research it and put it together and send it to us, I'm sure we'll post it. Send it to Ryan at InfoWars.com, Aaron at InfoWars.com, Kevin at InfoWars.com. Somebody of those three will get it and post it. You can try sending it to Paul, too, or Steve. But The point is, you can go find out they lied about this last time, and so I'd bet my bottom dollar, because I've never seen them not, basically everything they say is a lie. Somebody could call, of course, they're crafty about not listing the hospitals. Somebody could call the hospitals and see indeed if they are doing that. That would take just a few hours of your time. Just call and just, you know, ask for the hospital director, say you're with Sunrise News or whatever you want to say the name of your group is, and if that's the name, that's the name. And just find out if it's true. Of course it'll be a lie, but or maybe things are worse than I thought. Maybe they've finally, by bluffing and hyping, gotten this done, but I'd bet my bottom dollar that's not the case. Verichip passes significant milestone. Over 500 hospitals have now agreed to adopt Verimed patient identification system. Verichip Corporation, a provider of RFID systems in healthcare and patient-related needs, announced today that 65 new hospitals, so see, it's 500, then by the next line, it's 65. These people are sick. New hospitals have agreed to participate in the new Verimed Patient Identification System Network at the American Academy of Emergency Medicine, AAEM, 13th Annual Scientific Academy Conference in Las Vegas. Now, last time they said they had contracts, it turned out it was a whole lie. Maybe they got a room to say, who's interested? And maybe, you know, they just claim 65 hands went up. They're getting a little bit slicker. And it goes on, the 13th Annual Scientific Assembly Conference in Las Vegas, bringing the company's total number of enrolled hospitals to more than 500. Scott R. Silverman, who we've interviewed, chairman and CEO of Verichip, commented, we are very pleased to add 65 new hospitals to the network. The network has been proven to be a complete lie. Now, they've got a few police chiefs on the payroll. We've had one of them on who says he will try to enforce everyone taking the chip. You can't make this stuff up. We're living in a fruitcake land. These people do whatever they're told. The Verichip patient identification system, which consists of radio frequency identification scanner, an implantable RFID microchip, and a secure patient database, is being used to help rapidly identify and provide access to important health information and participating patients. Again, every day I see a local or national newscast, the same lines, almost the same words. They're following a script. This is a massive program of propaganda. Well, here's a New York propaganda piece we never got to a few weeks ago. Just, again, every day we see these. This is the standard deal, word for word, out of the bowels of the Defense Department. Here it is.
Doctors want to place a computer chip under your skin. Sound bizarre? It could save your life.
You're watching Fox 5 News at 10. What New Yorkers watch. Works for shopping. If some have their way, you'll be scanned too. Find out why. Coming up in just a few minutes.
It's hard to wrap your brain around all the technology available today.
Imagine having your entire medical history embedded under your skin. Sounds great, right? Well, you haven't heard the other side.
Dr. Steve Salvatore takes a look at the Verichip.
There's a couple times I've been put in the hospital and I was unable to communicate that I was a diabetic and what medications I was on.
Molly Phillips hopes her worst nightmare never happens again. To make sure, she had a new device called the Verichip, a computer chip about the size of a grain of rice placed under her skin.
The Verichip is the device in which we have programmed into it a number. A regular serial number, which is matched to a database.
It goes on saying it's going to save your life. You've got to get it. It's wonderful. We've got it up on InfoWars and Prison Planet in the video section. And it's the same thing. Hey, you simpering nanny state lady, why don't you just wear a bracelet with a number they can put in a computer? Why don't you wear a dog tag, which normal people do? Or why don't you get a tattoo with your precious number like a concentration camp victim? It's just that, I need people to help me. Don't you understand? Of course there could be some uses for this, but it's being pushed and being implemented to control for buying and selling. It's bad. Do you understand, you people that think the government loves you and they're going to take care of you? They only set up big nanny state to domesticate you and turn you into a bunch of ignoramuses. Now they've done it. Now your kids are a bunch of animals drooling and watching television and playing video games, getting their diabetes from drinking 10 Cokes a day. You're just being set up to be exterminated, okay? And when you're flopping around in your inner cities when they're releasing bioweapons 10 years from now, if we don't turn this around, I want you, as you vomit your guts out, as your dead children lay around you, to remember I warned you and we tried to turn this around. you stupid hog. We'll be right back.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Have you ever heard of the Genocide Convention Treaty to the United Nations? Did you know that it's a direct assault upon your freedom of religion? Did you know that if you mention perverted sex acts as being wrong according to the Bible, you could be arrested and tried for causing mental harm to others? It's already law in Canada, Australia, Britain, and Sweden, where Christians are being tried and deprived of freedom of speech. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free order line number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, Seashores of Old Mexico.
Oh, hey, let me shift gears before I get into Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. Last night, I was driving over here to the office to do some work at about, I don't know, about 8 o'clock. And as I pull up to the office, one of my employees is pulled over in the parking lot. And there's three cops standing there. And I walk up, and they're putting handcuffs on him for a expired driver's license. Now they just say they have to arrest people for any reason, just like they're arresting folks for no seatbelt, the big famous case from here in Austin a few years ago. And I walk up, and the cops are acting all scared because somebody's walking up to them. My gosh. And all of a sudden they go, a big black cop who I met 15 years ago at a gas station. He told me he was a fan. Not 15. It was like 13, right when I first didn't have my own show then. I was just been on a few times because he lived over where, in the same apartments I did. So I'd met him a few times. And I saw him all these years later. He goes, oh, I'm about to retire. And there they are handcuffing one of my employees. Oh, I'm about to retire, blah, blah, blah. And they put him in the car and drive off, and the cops are sitting there for 20 minutes telling me how much they like the radio show, and they like this guest, and they like that guest, and they know America's gone, ha, ha, ha. You know, isn't it sad? And, yeah, they're real sorry. They just have to arrest everybody now. But there was a female Hispanic cop, a black cop, and a white cop, and it was the female Hispanic cop that pulled him over. And then never said why she pulled him over, by the way. Once he was pulled over, and he happened to be pulled right in front of the office here on the main thoroughfare in Austin, she put him in handcuffs, and that was the end of it. And we're getting him out of jail right now. But, I mean, this is the type of incredible stuff that goes on in America. Because I said to the female cop, and I would have said this if she'd have been purple, but she was Hispanic, I said, hey, let me guess, if he was an illegal alien, he wouldn't be going to jail right now. And she just smiled at me and drove off with him. And then I heard talking to the other cops, and they go, it's crazy. They go, you're right. We're told to accept the Mexican driver's license, the Mexican consular matricula, which everybody knows is fake, and we're told if they don't even have a license, give them a ticket under whatever name they say, and then the judges are told just let them go. Now, that's been in the Houston Chronicle. It's been in the Statesman. It's been all, everybody knows that. But to be talking to police, and they go, yeah, we're told to arrest citizens for any reason, zero tolerance, but, and then the white cop drove off. He had to go to a call. He was a sergeant, and then the black cop goes, and he was telling me how he's about to retire and how he's got this band and all this stuff and how he knows it's all horrible. And he leans over and he goes, yeah, and let me just tell you, it's true because, I talked to the Hispanic officers. They say that, well, they know how it was for, you know, their grandpa or whatever, you know, wanting to get deported, so they all stick together, and so do the judges. I mean, think about that. When you've got a group actually above the law, but everybody else, citizens, if that would have been a Hispanic U.S. citizen, jail. Black citizen, Chinese citizen, jail. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's such a joke. We're the mark. We're the right whale. And again, the right whale was a slow, sweet, curious whale, almost extinct. Now it's come back a little bit. Very affectionate. They come up to divers and nudge you and look at you and play with you. They're huge whales, a lot of oil, and they were the ones that whalers went after. Poor things. We're the right whale. We are the cattle. We are the mark. We are the idiots. We are the fools because we think we're free. And, again, there's an incentive. More health care, more welfare, more everything for the illegals. Predominantly Latin Americans, but now it's South Koreans are coming here to have anchor babies, by the way, by the tens of thousands. Now they learn. They fly in their third trimester. They get a visa as a tourist, and they come in the last month of that third trimester. Boom. Then they can bring hundreds of members of their family in the chain here. Total welfare in the tens of thousands a year. And do you blame them? Again, and the central banks, just like they mail credit cards out to you when you're broke, but when you're not broke, they don't mail them to you. It's about running the country itself into total bankruptcy and total debt. Bring on as many as you can. Do whatever you want. Have Clear Channel own Spanish-speaking stations calling for revolution and violent takeover. Balkanize, breakdown. And, oh, my gosh, you've got an expired license. You're going to jail. You don't have your seatbelt on. You're going to jail. But you're an illegal alien. There's no stopping you. You are literally above the law. I witnessed it. And the cops just said it was incredible. They agreed.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Does this sound bring on a sudden onset of fear? A fear of not knowing who's on the other end? Do you avoid picking up the phone, knowing it's just going to be another harassing phone call from a debt collector? Do you resent your daily trips to the mailbox, knowing it will be flooded with notices from creditors? Over 1 million credit card holders will declare bankruptcy this year. Learn how to legally eliminate your credit card debt. Want to know more? Call 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web, 24 hours a day, at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Hey, Emily. Wow, you look great.
I feel great. I've been using MetaCleanse Colon Cleanse.
Really? What is it? How does it work?
MetaCleanse is a natural fiber therapy with ground flaxseed, psyllium, and bentonite clay that eliminates toxins from your body. MetaCleanse is easy to use without being intrusive. You take 2 tablespoons of MetaCleanse powder, mix with water or juice, drink, and it does all the work for you.
That's it? Well, it sounds so easy and convenient.
It is easy. Plus, the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer, and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation.
It helps with all of those ailments? That's amazing.
And the bentonite clay and MetaCleanse eliminates viruses and pesticides in the intestinal tract.
Wow. Where can I buy MetaCleanse?
A 1 month supply is available online at MetaCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com. For only $26.90, MetaCleanse is shipped directly to you. Or call 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547. 9547.
When you read an article, and I literally see scores of them every day from Canada to England, and now they're setting it up here. Reporter arrested for saying that homosexuality isn't healthy. That just happened again. I'm not talking about the famous BBC case with the reporter just saying the word homosexual is illegal in England because it's considered a slang term. It's about setting the precedent that they can take real words that just mean things, that are semantical, verbal, audible symbols, and make them illegal. It's literally a speech crime, a thought crime, because words are translated into the brain as thoughts. This is total control. And when they say, we're banning in schools the reading of the Three Little Pigs, because it hurts Muslims' feelings. The globalists are making race-specific bioweapons for the Arabs, the predominant group in the center of Islam. They don't. Again, they set that precedent for everyone, and then, again, foolish Muslims are going to support it. And then they go to another, quote, minority group or special interest group, and, oh, we're going to get rid of the borders for you, the Hispanics, because that's what you want. That matter of almost 70% of Hispanics in polls don't want that. They tell you that's what you want, and then they do it because the big banks want to break down our border and have 500 million people here just in the next 15 years. Because they want to drive down the wages and get everybody fighting with each other and balkanize us. Bring on so many people, they can't be melted into the pot. Everything is sophisticated psychological warfare. It's admitted. That's the incredible part. They've got literally tens of thousands of top psychiatrists with 170 IQs admittedly writing up how to do this. It's all public. And that's what's incredible, is that they admit it. And we're just destroying ourselves. We're allowing them to do this to us. And it just makes my head spin. You know, they claim that, you know, that it's all about equality, but now the Hispanic cop with relish is going to arrest the white guy for a expired license and then snicker about how the illegals aren't arrested for not having one. And this is how it works. Well, your grandpas and grandmas, they were mean to us. They were tribal to us. And so now we're a bunch of liberal, buck-toothed white people walking around all guilty, going, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Hey, I haven't done anything to anybody. I've been to Hispanic folks' homes when the CPS is dragging their kids off, and their local Hispanic leaders aren't going to help them. They're all on the payroll, just like the white leaders, the black leaders, everybody else. Yeah, I made the point yesterday. Blacks need to stop getting mad about somebody using the N-word and freaking out over it and just say, I don't care what you call me. And start worrying about CPS grabbing your kids and testing bioweapons and pesticides and drugs on them. You ought to be storming those CPS offices. I'll be right there with you. You see, the media and the government know how to get you all hyped up over petty stuff that doesn't matter. And then meanwhile, they're literally killing all of us and hurting all of us and enslaving all of us. And you got the whites going around, a bunch of self-centered twits, thinking they're the masters and the rulers. Because the media set that up in the 60s and 70s. Oh, Whitey owns the buildings. Whitey owns the airplanes. Whitey owns the insurance companies. Whitey owns the roads. I've been watching a lot of, you know, quote, black militants back in the 60s and 70s, their speeches, and, you know, Whitey owns everything. You mean select Whitey, you mean a few Whiteys, and you mean a bunch of other Whiteys, then think, buy into that propaganda that they're part of that, but they're not. And so, look, I'm just a human being, and I want freedom. And I know you're going to have to be free if I'm going to be free. So get off of it, you racist Mexicans, you racist whites, you racist blacks, all of you. You're playing right into their plan. And by the way, being against tribalism and racism, because like it or not, we're all mixed in together now. Being against it means you stop constantly obsessing on it and being into it and whining about it. You just get over it. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Jesse Jackson and the rest of the black leaders make me sick. They never talk about any real issues. They don't talk about AIDS being engineered, killing literally over 100 million blacks. They never talk about what they're putting in the vaccines. They never talk about real issues. They never talk about what the government's doing to your kids right now, how they're breaking up your families. The few black families that can try to survive, the few single-parent families that try to operate have got the government all over them. You know, people are so broke in this country, by the way. Even folks I know that have got college, multiple college degrees, can't even hardly pay their tickets off just from the few tickets they get. This whole country's falling apart. And the sooner we realize that, look, people used to be pretty self-sufficient and upright, and the system saw that as a threat, so they went in by design to make society dependent and to break down society, and they did a darn good job of it. All right, I'm already ranting, and I haven't even gotten into Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. I just want you to be happy. I want you to do good. I like people being successful. I'm just a normal person, I think. And the rest of most people are jealous and envious. They want to tear everybody down. It's just a bunch of greedy creatures all over the place. And then the good people sit on their hands and do nothing. We're in deep trouble. And almost every cop I talk to in Austin goes, yeah, I know the system's bad. I know it's all screwed up. What am I going to do? I got to get my pension. Listen, you're not going to be getting your pension the way things are going, okay? You can guarantee that, or you're going to get a fraction of it. And it's just getting worse and worse. I just cannot believe how bad. And there's still a lot of good in the world. That's what makes me so upset. But the evil is in all the high places. Okay, let me get into the news here. The really important news. I am heartened by what's happened. On Wednesday, the news was announced that Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, in custody since early 2003, that's almost 4 years, had confessed to all these things. And I immediately went and read what he confessed to and said, wait a minute, Al-Qaeda wasn't even supposedly operating in 93. The government cooked the bomb, trained the driver in the bombing. That's totally fake. I then started noticing, and I remember reading over the 50-something page, highly redacted, supposed testimony. You can't even believe that the government even, you know, I mean, he even said all these things. It's a secret tribunal, torture camp, concentration camp. I mean, just on its face, it's all inadmissible. It's all a fraud. It's all a lie. But, I mean, let's just address the so-called facts in it. And I remember reading in there that he supposedly was involved in planning to bomb a bank at a certain facility that didn't even exist until 2006. He'd been in jail. He'd been in a camp for 3 years. And so now it's all unraveling. And everyone is saying it's fake. Even the debunkers aren't defending this now. Here's Time Magazine yesterday. Can KSM's confession be believed? And it goes on to say it can't. Matt Lauer, can Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's torture testimony be trusted? He goes on to say absolutely not. You cannot trust a government that secretly arrests people, secretly tortures people, says that even if a tribunal finds you not guilty, they can still say you're guilty, says that torture testimony is admissible, admit they've tortured him, and then they've been caught framing and lying and buying $1.8 billion in fake news. I kept saying $1.6 billion now, $1.8 billion in that 1 year period. Buying off fake report, fake CIA people on Fox News. That's all come out. CNN, mainstream folks, back of the paper though. I mean, of course you can't buy it. It's like saying, well, the devil, you know, appeared to me and said Jesus was bad. Well, it's the devil. Are you going to believe the devil? I mean, it's dressed up in the red pajamas, folks, and with the pitchfork. I mean, there's no need to even. But then, as you analyze it, it's shoddy and faulty. But it's tailored for that 30% or so who will believe anything they're told. Who it needs to be like cartoon. And see, we aren't as dumb as they say we are, but they're giving us news to condition us and make us that way. This is a process. And if a lot of us have to see its ridiculous propaganda for it to continue to dumb down the others, so be it, the establishment's decided. That's why they claim they killed Al-Zarqawi 12-plus times. That's why they claim they killed, and then they never retracted the last killing of him or the last arrest. They're just practicing just total deception in front of everyone and setting the precedent that there's not anything you can do about it. And then people choose willfully just to not have a memory and believe the lie. Matt Lauer, can Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's torture testimony be trusted? Absolutely not, they say. CNN had a poll, 74% said they don't believe the KSM confession is real. They believe it was extracted by torture. That was out of 16,000-plus votes. 6,889 believe yes. 74%, 19,406 say no. And that's what we always get. It's between 75 and 80% don't believe anything the government says now, or either party. And again, you've lost control, establishment. 10 years ago, it was always one party was in, one party was out. It was usually about 55 to 45. You've lost it. I know you've lost it. You're just going with brute force now. I just can't believe your technicians, because there's millions of them, go along with this. Because, I mean, a lot of them got to know now what they're part of. Enough of them have reverse-engineered and looked around them. I don't know how we're doing this. I mean, this is insane. How do you take kids and take them to facilities and dump pesticide down their throats? New York Daily News admitted It comes out, nobody gets in trouble. They grab black kids and dump poison down their throats till they die. And you don't hear these filthy black leaders saying a thing. You don't hear the scumbag liberal white scum saying nothing. Because they're scum. They don't care, folks. They do what's politically correct, and they're advanced, and they get to be in a bigger house. Everybody gets to run around with a bunch of tribal tit-for-tat. The whites try to get it over on everybody because they feel like they're getting oppressed, and the blacks are doing it, and the Mexicans are doing it. It's meanwhile, they're putting cancer viruses in your baby. It doesn't matter if you're black or Mexican or white. They're putting it in the shot. They're targeting you. Do you understand that, you idiot police? They put aspartame in over 9,000 foods for your family as the diabetes explodes because it destroys your pancreas. Do you understand that? Do you understand you're being attacked too? Can't you get that through your head? Officials, Muhammad, exaggerated claims. Oh, the government saying, well, I guess he did. It's unbelievable. And here's the really big one, and I literally got like 20-something different angles on this in front of me. KSM confession to attacking bank founded after his arrest. And by the way, this guy's talking in USA nomenclature A to Z. He did several things like that. I mean, last night I sat up late reading this whole redacted affidavit. And if it's a forgery by the government, it's really good. I tend to think this guy's so drugged out and so nuts when they finally got him up to testify before the judge with no one in the room but an Air Force officer, and they won't even say who that is, this is freedom, that he just began gibbering and would say, and I work with the MI6 and the CIA told me, and then it's blacked out. And it's clear it's always the same. He's some mental patient who they got to shoot his mouth off, and he's the mastermind of Al-Qaeda. It's the same M.O. in Miami, the same M.O. with the retarded street kids, the same M.O. in Toronto, the same M.O. in England. It's over. The two guys on New York welfare, both retarded, bombed the World Trade Center the first time. FBI cooked the bomb, framed the driver. I mean, it's just always the same. Because this is so shoddy, it's like they tortured him, stuck him out there, and the government's so lazy, I don't know, this stuff's getting too sophisticated for me. I mean, this is, and that's what they do. They make it just black ops is like this. You just know it's bull, okay? Fallacy of testimony exposed. The story blows up in Pentagon's face. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed's alleged confession testimony has been thoroughly discredited after it emerged that one of the targets he identified, the Bank Plaza, the Plaza Bank was not founded until 2006, 4 years after the alleged Al-Qaeda mastermind's arrest. In his confession, KSM claims, I was responsible for planning, training, surveying, and finalizing the new or second wave of attacks against the following skyscrapers after 9/11. Bank Plaza, Washington State. KSM was arrested in March 2003. According to Bank Plaza's website, the organization was founded in early 2006, making it impossible for KSM to have known the bank's existence before 2003, never mind plotting against it. The whole thing's complete bull. We believe that this oaf could run 30-something attacks and plan hundreds of others, but our government couldn't. The government couldn't do something so sophisticated, but this guy can. And, of course, then we go into the fact that he was MI6 and that he was allowed back into the U.S. in England. He's another one of the guys. The embassies wouldn't let him in, and they were told he's a government agent, let him in. It's the same stuff. It's come out that he's MI6. It's come out just like the leader of the 7-7 bombs, and that's just the patsies, was known MI6, and they arrested him in Africa, and the MI6 got him and let him go. I mean, these people never stop. Stop blowing up buses. Stop blowing up schools. Stop killing us and then prancing around talking about how you're taking care of us. There's a reason you're the empire. There's a reason you're in control. There's a reason, because you are the most murdering, deceptive people on the planet. You drop cluster bombs on people. You got all sorts of incredible bioweapons. You've been involved in every evil, and that's why they're on top, folks. Oh, man. And it just goes on and on. I mean, this is just... You know, I think they probably released this because claiming that they killed Al-Zarqawi and others, it was over 12 times. That the media never, because most of it's controlled, never covered that. I mean, over and over again, they'd kill him every few months and then never retract the last killing. It's just incredible. Incredible lie. So transparent. And then I guess they just thought they could just have this guy come out and claim that he nailed Christ on the cross and that he pierced his side and that he killed the dinosaurs and, you know, he did everything and that people would just buy this. They've got one guy who's been in a torture dungeon for 4 years where they admit they torture people. I mean, again, that is thrown out on its face. And then you go look at the claims. Anyone with two brain cells to rub together knows it's a fraud. I don't even... But this is the type of day where I get on air and I'm like, what is even the point? I mean, how can the population not see it? How can you not see it? It's so incredible. And the truth is, you do see it. You are awakening. You just feel powerless and you don't see yourselves as leaders. When you figure out you've got power, we're going to take these people down. All you've got to do is turn yourselves loose, and we're going to bring them to justice. It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Just boil it down and try to make it real simple. The development of humankind, our entire future, everything we've been, we are, and that we could be, is being captured and sequestered by a greedy, inbred group of sadistic, maniacal control freaks. They are literally, diabolically punching the buttons in our psyches of every lower-level base instinct to make us basically a bunch of gibbering, mind-numbed idiots so they can control us. And they're moving aggressively to poison and control us and literally wreck everything that humankind could be. That's really what the New World Order is. And I am begging God to lead the people to reach into their hearts and to get them to stand up and take action and to help us be delivered from this unbelievable evil. But no, the psychology of the bought and paid for churches almost unanimously says, lay down, it's the end of the world, you have nothing to do, and you're going to find out, folks, that that's all a fraud. You're going to find out that you're going to have to go through it just like Christ did, just like the disciples did, just like everybody else in human history, just like the founding fathers had to go through the fire. And it's unbelievable how they just get you to all sit out of the game because they lied to you. And it works like a charm. Father Rockefeller's 100 years ago took over the World Council of Churches. It was the National Council of Churches. And your preachers sit up there in their big houses and walk around in their dandy little suits and their Cadillacs. And, of course, they're all totally unhappy. But they think it's because they don't have more. It's always more, more, more. More, more, more. So, yeah, in the 60s, it was we got to get involved and fight the tyranny and oppression. And then the government came in with its operatives, these psychiatrists, CIA officers, most of them, posing as rebellion counterculture leaders, saying, no, you've got to look inward. You've got to just care about yourself and not just change yourself. Just don't care about the world at all. And then you can just be in your own world, your own little matrix, and then everything will be all right. And, of course, the complete opposite has happened. Now that just got you even into a lower bestial level. They told you get lower and lower into that animal level. You'd find, you know, somehow some godhood down there at the bottom of it. And you didn't. You found a demon. You found a complete animal. That's what all the psychological tests showed. And now we're a bunch of animals that watch television shows where children are tortured and you root for it. The truth is you are empowered because you are designed to give and to nurture. You are designed to serve. You are designed to risk. You are designed to trailblaze and strive and explore. And you are designed to fight because you're always going to have oppression and danger in the world, so you are designed to resist it. And that's when you're going to be fulfilled, and that's when you're going to be empowered, and that's when you're going to be scary to the New World Order. They are scared to death of people that are truly empowered and that are ready to die. And they are scared to death of people who have tuned into the real life force and the real power of the universe that emanates out of the soul of the Almighty Creator. Okay? It's that simple. And these existentialists and the rest of them tell you that it's all nothingness at the end, and it's all worthless, and it's all a bunch of crap. They are the biggest liars in the world, and it comes right out of the Department of Defense. Right out of the Department of Defense. And I can't believe I found a four-hour BBC program where they just admit the entire thing. It's unbelievable. I mean, they've got cameras inside the government, inside the Pentagon, inside Stanford Research Institute. Just, it's so, I already knew all this, but to see them show it and admit it and to tell you it's rebellion, to tell you it's resistance, it is so right to sacrifice. It's so good to lay yourself down. Do it. Join us.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.